The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Test your mic, please.
Testing, testing.
That's what I like. I see my, now my graphics are going up and down like they're supposed to during a podcast.
The levels. What do the levels do when you burp or chew your gum?
I don't know, but I'm going to put a new piece of...
Why, yeah. You know what? Start a podcast, put a new piece of gum in, get those mouth juices completely where at peak.
You just looked, I just bought you lamination for your insurance card, and you looked at it like you were stunned on how to do it. You can't figure out how to put your card into lamination, right?
I did. You put it there, and then you ripped this off and put
it
down.
Yeah, but you looked at me. You had to figure it out. It took you a while, right?
Tell me. I thought you were going to do it for me. I thought you were giving me your insurance card.
Oh,
I thought you had it. That's why.
I gave it to you. Why would I have it?
Okay, I mean, I'll go look at my wallet, but I thought you were saying I'm going to give you a laminated card. That's why when you just gave me the lamination, I was like, huh.
Well, the insurance companies don't even send laminated cards anymore. This fucking insurance company, $20,000 a year.
You have to laminate your own card.
They send you a piece of paper as your insurance fucking card. A piece of paper, $20,000 a year. How much are they, what could they possibly save? Are they that fuck? Is this world cutting back that much? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, because this is like, how can we get more money for the board members?
Or the worst.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Or when you're paying a bill and they don't send you a return envelope. You have to use your own envelope. And I write on the check, you know, send me a return envelope.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, you don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying when they send you like, hey, you owe this much money, they usually give you an envelope that you just put the check in and it's got their name already on it. You just have to put your return and a stamp and you send it.
Yeah.
Now they're not doing the return envelopes anymore.
Yeah. It's fucking driving me
do
nuts.
Your own envelope.
Your own lamination and your own envelopes. Can you please not pick?
Sorry.
Leave the room.
No.
Women that pick their nose
it happens.
In public is disgusting.
This is in public. I turned away.
Oh, really? I didn't know what you were doing?
I didn't say that you didn't know what you were doing. I just was like being polite by turning away so that it's like it was not really picking. It's like there was a scratch way up in there.
I'm not going to say who I was eating dinner with the other night. I don't want to say his name. But the person is blowing his nose. He blew his nose 3 times as I'm eating. Hold on. This has got to be some kind of fake bullshit. Hello?
Put it on speaker.
Yes.
Put it on speaker.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. We've really got off to a good start, and Rich is on the phone. We talked about lamination.
Wait, 24 hours prior. What time is it now? 3. I just finished a okay. I can't have coffee in the morning, you're saying? What about anxiety medicine?
I guess he's going for another test of some kind. We'll
I won't do
be
it.
Able to hear all,
right,
all about
you.
It when he's off the phone.
Bye.
I'm gonna
can't
go
have coffee tomorrow.
I'm gonna go mail a couple letters while we're on the podcast.
I can't have coffee.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna hit the dry cleaners right now while we're on the podcast.
Can you pick up two shirts of mine?
Sure, no problem.
This is my last cup of coffee till 3 o'clock tomorrow because I'm taking a stress test. Which I might cancel. I'm getting stressed out.
Before you get into your stress test, do you see my point or no?
Well, I knew it was them confirming. Here, let me put this out. Do you have a read?
No.
What are you going to say?
I don't have a read. Why, you dumped out your coffee?
There's only a little left.
Well, you really take this shit seriously.
When they say don't drink coffee 24 hours.
They know.
Well, when you take a stress test, you walk on a treadmill and they check your heart. And after all my friends keep having heart attacks, I think I better check my heart. I've had EKGs, but that's not... Even a stress test can't really tell if your arteries are clogged, but...
You could start training for your stress test.
When, tonight? Before it?
Yeah.
I think a stress
test... Why is Allie barking so much today? It's like crazy.
A stress test would be if you are married and you don't kill your spouse, you pass the stress test. Don't you think that? You know what I'm saying? Because it's stressful being married. But if you don't kill your spouse, then you pass the stress test. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I got it. Let me try to recap here. If you're married and you don't kill your spouse, you pass the stress test.
Pretty good, right?
A one-man show.
I'll tell you the truth. I really want to take another nap.
Well, you didn't have enough coffee. Now you can't.
Well,
what are you going to do tomorrow all day? Well, your stress test at 3 tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oof, it's going to be a nightmare. But I better get out of the house.
Why? I'm allowed to eat.
You'll get a headache. One time, I bought, by accident, without knowing, decaffeinated coffee, and I cried for 3 days until I figured out, oh... You've been having caffeine withdrawals.
Really? You couldn't read the thing? It didn't say decaffeinated? You didn't read that?
I never noticed it. I guess I bought a new kind or something.
You know what your problem is?
But I remember drinking a Diet Coke like it was the best thing in the world. I was just like, oh.
You're unaware of your surroundings. You're not aware.
I mean, I feel like you're missing the point of the story. Caffeine is a drug, and if you withdraw from it, you will have...
What?
Withdrawals.
What kind of withdrawals do you have to, like, do you shake?
Well, you maybe
sweat?
Have a headache and depression, which is what I had, crying.
You cry?
No energy.
You cry because you had no caffeine?
At the drop of a hat. And then I was crying, and that's when I figured it out.
Is it a drop of a pin?
No.
At a drop of a pin?
If you want to say it that way, that's fine. You're allowed to make up your own. That's the great thing about sayings, is that say whatever you want.
It's a needle in a haystack, not a hat in a haystack.
Right. You got that one right, for sure.
It's a needle in a haystack.
You nailed it.
Trying to find a needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm. That really wouldn't be hard if you just took out one strand of the hay one time.
Yeah, no, not hard at all. Not hard at all.
You know, I mean, it'd take a while, but it wouldn't be hard. You could do it. You could find it. It's going to fall to the bottom, right?
Not necessarily, man.
How about the end of...
A lot of times straw is hollow. What if the gets inside one of those hollow...
Well, every strand you got to feel
it. Then you'll miss it. You have to break each piece, make sure it's not in there.
Bonnie cried last night at the end of Waco. It was very sad, and she was crying, and I comforted her. I said, "You okay?" But
did you? I don't remember that at all. I remember you looking over a couple times.
I said, "Are you all right?" I go, "You knew the ending."
Yeah, you said that. You said, "Didn't you know how it ended?"
Fucking that.
I don't know why, Rich. Sometimes when I see kids burning up in a fire caused by the United States government, it makes me cry.
It does. It was. Mm-hmm. It was. It's crazy that nobody was held accountable for that.
I will say this: every episode, it would say, based on the book by whatever Thibodeau.
Yeah.
I can't remember his first name. And based on the book by
FBI.
The FBI. No, the...
The negotiator.
Negotiator.
He wrote a book too?
It was based on those two guys' books. The Thibodeau guy.
Well, then it obviously said the FBI was wrong at the time. Because if the FBI agent wrote a book and Thibodeau wrote a book and it was both pointing to the FBI being wrong.
You're going to go with the FBI being wrong.
Well, I mean, if an ex-FBI negotiator wrote that.
It's not too hard to believe that the FBI was wrong. They had no reason to put them under siege in the first place. The whole thing was fucked up. But anyway, those two guys come out looking like the heroes. And it was always like a little bit of an issue for me watching it that, you know what I mean? They painted themselves as such good guys. There's no one else left to tell the story.
Well,
David Thibodeau.
Well, the negotiator was. He,
of course, the negotiator's going to
be. Well, negotiators aren't going to want. They're going to want to work on negotiating as long as they possibly can until they settle the conflict. They don't want the conflict to be settled with
right. No, with, I agree, with, but I'm just with, saying with like they both bodies. Were like great guys all around.
Yeah, negotiators never went into a negotiation going, "Oh, I hope this one ends in death." You know, they want to end with a good record.
I know. I think you're missing my point. Well, it's just like when I'm watching it, I notice that these two guys are, you know, practically backlit at all times, and you can almost see their angel wings. Like they've obviously written about themselves in such glowing terms.
Well, he probably was a great guy.
No, when I watch it, I think of one of them as being a wife beater, just so that it's like, meh. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, they're not telling.
We're not talking about
story.
Their personal lives. We're talking about their professional lives. Well, the other kid was his personal life. One was a professional life. The FBI was professional. The kid was personal.
Right.
So.
Right, but everyone else was like a more like nuanced. Well, a lot of the FBI guys were just pure evil, but.
They all played their characters so well that you hated
good
them.
Actors.
Well, it's so weird that
on the Paramount Channel, which who's ever heard of that?
Two guys that were both on Boardwalk Empire have done so much shit since then.
Michael Shannon?
I don't know their name. That one guy's been in movies. All,
what's his
the
name?
One that looks like a monster, and we're going, this guy gets more work than anything.
That's Michael Shannon.
I'm not saying he's a monster. I'm saying he's just a big, scary-looking guy.
Not the most attractive man in the world.
No, well, he might be to somebody. He's just a scary-looking guy to me. Mm-hmm. He's been in tons of movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of movies. Mm-hmm. Good actor. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy that, what's her name knows?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which one does she know, your friend?
The one that was the complete...
FBI guy?
Yeah.
He was on Boardwalk Empire. He played, what's his name's brother on Boardwalk Empire? Who's the lead in Boardwalk Empire? What's that guy, that actor's name that's so ugly, that you say is ugly?
Don't try to like, oh my God.
Yeah, like I don't judge people on how they
Everyone
look.
Everyone knows who it is. I can't think of his name right now.
Oh my goodness.
What about you? You can't think of it.
He's such a good actor too.
Yeah.
The lead of Boardwalk Empire. And what was his name? Why is the oven going and there's nothing in it?
I got to put something in it.
Well, anyhow, so we finished Waco last night. Well, first we watched the Oscars. Probably three quarters of the Oscars. And I did think the jet ski thing was funny. I did think the... but, in my opinion...
The only thing I wanted to know the next day was who won the jet ski.
Someone won the jet ski. I forgot who it was.
Oh.
They showed us. But when they went into that movie theater, Chris Rock did the same. He already did a bit like that where he
Not
brought
live.
People. Yes, he did. He brought those people in.
That was Jimmy Kimmel last year.
No.
Okay, say no and then be wrong. As
brought
you
the people
are.
In from the bus that were doing on the bus.
Yeah. Was that really? You worked on that Oscars.
Not on Kimmel's, on Chris's. And he didn't bring in people. Was that Kimmel? Well, if it was, then he stole the bit
oh
from
God.
Himself.
I can't talk to you anymore.
What? You don't?
You worked on it.
I don't remember. It was 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe that was Kimmel that brought him in.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why don't you? Because you're
That's
just,
a good idea if he did bring him
no,
in.
There's no, like, You're so aggravating.
Why?
Because why wouldn't you be like, hey, I don't remember when that happened. I said, no, that was last year. That was Kimmel. No.
You sure? Can you look it up?
I'm not going to.
How can you prove it?
I can prove a fact, and a fact is a fact, and the fact is that it was last year when Jimmy Kimmel hosted last year.
Good idea then. Then it was a good idea this year to go into that movie theater.
I wish you'd tweeted, he stole this from Chris Rock.
I did it
last year, dressed as Jimmy Kimmel.
Maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not even going to see this as a breakthrough. Because it's like, you can't, you know what I mean? You're backed into a corner.
Well.
Why is it so hard for you to say you're wrong?
I just said maybe I'm wrong.
I know, but I'm saying that the only reason you said it was because you're backed into a corner. Because you, like, are.
I'm not backed into any corner.
Are you going to argue that it might be right?
It's 50-50.
It's not 50-50.
Yes, either it did happen or it didn't happen. 50-50.
That's you don't get how percentages work.
You don't get how odds work.
It's not 50-50. Because when it's fact, it's 100.
I don't know how we could prove it.
You don't?
No.
You don't?
No, how are you going to
prove it? Fucking Google it.
What do you Google? People coming in
Google Oscars 2017. Kimmel, bus.
Okay, hold on.
Said there's going to be a clip of it.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I'll go to Google.
Of course he can't use the computer that's sitting on the table because he doesn't know how to open another...
I don't have to. I have my...
have more than one tab
what
open.
What do I put in Google? I put...
Kimmel, Oscars.
Okay, hold on.
2017.
Kimmel, K-I...
Bus.
M-M-E-L. 2017... I think it's right. Oscars.
I don't want anyone to listen to our podcast.
Oscars. Now I'm putting bus.
I don't want people to know I'm married to you in this state.
Kimmel 2017.
Jimmy
Kimmel surprises Hollywood tourists at the Oscars. Oh, see, I told you. Look at that. That's a good bit. And he did it again this year. That's a fucking good bit. He came up with 2 years in a row going to the bus and then going into the theater. Yeah, I gotta go with
Do you know what I'm gonna do for you?
What are you gonna do?
And you're gonna not like it, but at some point I'm gonna have to stop. You get
fast, unlimited data. Hold on. So you can share with no limits. Why are we giving them enjoy a network that covers 99% of people in the US,
like AT&T and Verizon for less. Metro PCS. Wireless. Did you just try to block the sound with your hand?
Jimmy Kimmel is one of the kings of late night TV, and now he is the king of
you don't
the
have
Oscars.
To be that close.
This man single-handedly kicked the Oscars ass, and in a good way. Now, I was skeptical about him at first. Would he try too hard and his jokes would flop? Or would he be as epic in history-making as Ellen DeGeneres was in 2014? Would he even show up for the event?
Okay, would he even show up for the event?
Of course he would show up, but you know what I mean.
Jimmy Kimmel
literally made dreams come true at last night's Oscars. He took a tour bus full of, tourists and tricked them into coming into the 89th Academy Awards. They all thought they were going to the Wax Museum, but in reality, they were heading into the biggest, most star-studded event of all time. And their reactions were priceless. Really, people, can't you just put your phone down for 1 second and absorb all the star power and money that is right in front of your face? It's on TV. It's going down in history. Personally, I'd be all over Ryan Gosling and Denzel. Just saying. Then, like James...
What? They don't show the clip of the thing?
Yeah, they're showing it, but that girl's voice is aggravating. I had to cut her off.
Well, she was just about to show it.
They were showing it.
Oh.
They were showing it, but it's aggravating. Her voice aggravated me. And plus, we already gave a commercial free to whoever that was.
Verizon. They needed us. Oh, my God.
That wasn't Verizon. That was Peace something else. Peace.
I heard him say Verizon.
Oh, whatever.
When you put your hand over in between, just waved it over the phone. Like he was...
That's a pretty good idea. Anyhow, let's
move
on. Okay,
so I'm going to stop doing the podcast at some point.
Why?
I'm going to make you stop doing it too. Because I see that I'm going to have to fake to the outside world that you're okay. Do you know what I mean? I don't want them to see you going downhill the way that I can see it up close.
Deteriorating?
Yes. You know?
I'm old. I'm forgetting things.
It's not, you know, it's honestly could be endearing, except that you're so against being wrong. Like, even when, see, I told you, you had to make that joke because that makes you seem like you were right.
I'm not against being wrong. I'm the first one to promptly admit when I'm wrong.
You're just never wrong?
The 10th step.
You never do.
Oh, I always do. I always accept and apologize. That's your problem.
What did I say to you today? I said, you were at the gym for a long time yesterday. No, I wasn't. Why would you say that? Oh, right. You were with me. Oh, I was. Why are you so mad?
You said, what were you doing for such a long time?
I meant like your back or your, you know, you said, I'm going to the gym. I felt like you usually get crazy and go to the gym in the morning when you haven't been in a couple days. So I was like, oh, it's weird that you're like, I got to get to the gym today when you were there for a long time yesterday.
When yesterday? Yeah, because I didn't work out that much.
But you know, that's not the point. The point is, why were you getting so defensive of me asking that?
Well, because you ask in like an accusatory way.
No.
Yes. You know. Anyhow.
How is that accusatory?
I don't know. But when I was taking a piss and I was walking through the locker room and this old man was naked.
And then you realized it was you in the mirror?
No, but I'm going, man, some guys are so lucky in life. You know what I mean? Anyhow.
Why?
Guy had fucking like an 8-inch fucking...
An old man?
Not old, probably in his
50s. Probably shrunk. They probably shrank like everything else.
I know. So let's talk about my fucking 1 hour special. Mm. What do you want to talk about?
How'd it go?
It was good. It was good. A lot of fun. But...
Now, was it hard to set up a... cameras and everything in an NA convention?
Well, we're not showing faces. I mean, it's an anonymous program, so I don't need to show faces.
What, you just showed the audience from the back or something?
I guess. I don't know. I mean...
What about, didn't you do any crowd work?
Yeah, but you could hear it, because I only did it to people in the front row, and I sat, like, right down
but
on the stool.
But why didn't you film people and then pixelate their faces later or something? This is so funny.
Yeah, but that joke gets played after once or twice.
So only do it once or twice, then?
Whatever. It went well. And... all the people that worked on it worked. Chris from CH Entertainment, Angry Buddha, is that the name of the production company? Mm-hmm. They were fucking great. The setup, the stage that I came up with the idea, and they executed it perfectly. I mean, they did make a mistake, and I told them how we'll do this, but. I set up the stage like a meeting behind me, you know, and I sat down on a stool right in the middle of everybody, and it was great. And I didn't know, you know, it was a convention, so I didn't know I had to be done by 12 o'clock because they have meetings around the clock at conventions, a lot of meetings. Oh. And there was a midnight meeting, which I didn't know. No one told me. And so I was at about an hour and a half. And
what, is it just folding chairs?
No, I don't know. No, regular chairs.
So it was theater chairs?
Yeah.
Oh.
But behind me I had folding. I set up.
See. Okay.
They wanted to put the chairs in front of me. I go, no, it's behind me. I'm sitting in front of the meeting. And...
I don't get that exactly.
I'll show you a picture.
I saw the picture, but why are you in front of the meeting?
Well, it's my backdrop. Like, I'm speaking at the meeting.
Yeah, but then you're facing the wrong way.
I know, but it's... I couldn't have that whole stuff in front of me because it just wouldn't work. Whatever.
Just give it a flavor.
Yeah, just okay. Give it, you know, hey, this is, you know. So, I didn't know I had to be done at 12.
Did you stand or sit?
I sat the whole time on a stool. And I had a little table next to me with my coffee.
You weren't worried about...
what, fat?
Yeah.
Well, I probably looked fat a little. When you sit down, you look fatter. But I had a collar shirt, you know, so I'm sure I will.
What if
you
look fat? You're going to be so mad.
I know I look fat. I'm sure I... when you sit down, you always look fatter.
Yeah, but then you're not going to want to, like...
I don't care.
You're going to make them crop you, only in close-ups.
Yeah. That's okay. So if they crop me, they'll see more of the backdrop anyhow. So I didn't know how to be done at 12.
They'll see a closer version of the backdrop, but
yeah, because I'll be cropped, so it'll focus more towards the whole thing. It brings in if you're cropping, then
once again, thank you. Go ahead. No. Tell the director.
You weren't a director there.
I know, not there. I'm just saying you're explaining it to me like.
All right. Christine was great. She ran the whole thing, I think. Christine really knows what she's doing.
She's great. She's amazing.
I'm really a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
She, you know, she went from, you know, working, booking rooms or whatever, but she really knows a lot about production.
Mm-hmm.
She produces Big J's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, we have a big project coming up. Maybe we should see about her for the producer.
Yeah, I would love to get her to work for us. With us, not for us, with us. So I didn't know I was supposed to be done at 12. So I was at about an hour and a half, and I still had like, you know, because here's the thing: when people tape specials, they do two tapings usually. They do two, so they can edit between both of them, or if you know one kills, if the first one, like when Keith did his special, his first one killed, his first. Out, you know, that night, so he could coast through the second one. He could fuck around, do more shit, because the first one already killed. So when you tape a special, like I said, you have two shots that night to tape it. I only had one shot because it was a convention.
Right.
You know, I had one shot, so I go, well, I got to do a lot of material to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So I planned on doing an hour and a half, but I didn't realize that I was already at an hour and a half and they gave me a light. I didn't know we had to get out of the room. And towards the end, I see people leaving. And I'm going, what's going on here? It's going real well. Why are people leaving? I'm not offending anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, they're laughing throughout the thing. And I'm going, why are they leaving? And I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, what the fuck?
Something's going on.
Something's going on. Did I say something to piss somebody off?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not empty. I just saw maybe.
Right,
six
more than one person leave. Yeah. You start to think, hey, yeah, what's happening?
What's going on here?
Right.
So now I'm kind of a little bit rushing a little, not much. Anyhow, they give me the light in the back to wrap it up. I didn't get to any of my kids' material. I didn't do any of the pussy material.
Ooh, good.
I didn't do any of that. I don't think.
That's probably best. You don't need that shit.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It's funny, but.
I don't think I did you eating an apple and.
Oh, well.
That's a funny bit. And you're in the garage.
It's a little
hacky. In the barn. It's not, no, in the barn, milking a cow with your dad. That's not hacky at all. Anyhow, I didn't do that bit. And so I wrap it up at about an hour and 25. So I get off and some guy comes up to me. I just finished taping.
Like you expect people to be like, hey, great job.
Yeah. Yeah. Some guy comes up
you're
to me.
You're feeling good. Yeah.
Some guy, 2 minutes, he goes, you fucked me. Why'd you fuck me? I go, what are you talking about? I didn't know we had to be out by 12. He goes, you fucked me. And I go, what the fuck? What are you talking
about?
Wait,
what time is it now?
It's a little after 12.
Oh.
Yeah. And we had to reshoot the opening and closing. So I hope the opening, you know, I kind of rushed through it.
What's the opening?
I walk out and go, hi, I'm Richard. I'm an addict. I'm an addict.
Oh. You say attic or do you say addict?
Addict. Addict.
Oh, no. They got to redo it again. Because they think you're like above a house.
It'll be whatever.
Are you the crawl space above a house?
Yes, I'm an addict.
Do you know what the real word is?
Addict.
Do you know how to spell it?
A-D-D-I-C-T.
Yeah, so you got to say the T.
Addict.
Yeah, addict.
Addict.
Like whatever. Addicted.
Yes, I know. I'm an addicted person.
Not so to spelling.
So I get off and the guy's yelling at me. You fucked me. And I go, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything. I did comedy like I was supposed to. I don't know anything that goes on behind the scenes here.
Uh-huh.
I go, why are you talking to me? He goes, I go, get the fuck out of my face.
Oh my God.
I go, fuck you. And he goes, you don't talk. You know, he's a fucking drug addict himself.
Where is the producers and stuff?
I don't know.
Nobody was like.
Then Christine, I think, came over.
And what did she say?
Just get out of here or whatever. Someone said to me to leave. And, you know, I'm going, wait, who the fuck is this
room?
Guy? Well, kind of.
Yeah. So then you went holed up in there?
No, I just went out to where we had all of our stuff and the makeup and everything. I go, what? And then the guy, you know, I go, look, I'm going to go apologize to the guy, even though. And then he apologized to me. But, you know, he in the beginning, he was friends with Mikey D. And he's going, I was, you know, I'm friends with Mikey D. You know, he would have never done this and that. I'm going, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was really like, this guy's in my face. I'm going, I just get off taping. And anyhow, when it went pretty well, I got to, now today I'm going to write down the bits that they have to keep in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Dillon opened. He was great. You know, he's, you know, he gets the audience.
Funny.
He gets the audience going real well.
Yeah.
He opened, did 10 minutes up front. In the beginning, I said, you know, whatever. Don't do this bit or that. And then I go, do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
You know
good.
What I mean? But the way those guys are real fucking good when it comes, you know, they had monitors all over the place.
Oh,
I think he had at least 5 to 7 cameras.
Wow. I bet it's going to look amazing.
If I don't look fat.
If you look fat, it's fine. I mean, you're like better than, you're more talented than, it's not like people are going to see you because they're like, oh, you want to go see that hot guy do stand up? They're like, let's go see Rich Voss. It doesn't matter what you look like.
No, I am probably one of the best comics going right now. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
It goes without saying. People,
I mean, you do say it. You do say
people,
it.
When I,
even though it goes without saying, you tend to bring
people
it up a lot.
Flock in the rooms when I'm on.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't, I don't know what it is. Maybe because I've been around so long. And
you do good crowd work. It's like always fresh.
But I got a good reputation. That's all. I'm not a hack.
No.
You know, I try not to be hacky. You know, Attell tells me some of bits he loves of mine. Brennan, you know, a lot of guys. You know, whatever. I just.
Do you tell them bits that you like of theirs?
None whatsoever.
Never do it, right? You're not.
Here's the reason.
You only like hearing stuff about you. You don't ever.
That's not true. I always say, you know, I'm not saying names, but somebody, I just.
You tell them that they were bad?
I heard
you on the radio and you were terrible?
No, I just text somebody. I go, your special was great. Congratulations.
Why wouldn't you say their name? Who gives a shit?
Chris Rock. I said,
oh.
You know, because. I'll text people that.
Oh, will you? Will you text to Chris Rock and say,
yeah,
I don't want to say who I told they were really good, but it's Chris Rock. It's the greatest comedian.
Well, you just told me to tell. I don't use names.
I know, but A, it's weird that you even use him as an example of. No, I tell comedians all the time if they're good or not. Chris Rock, I told him he was good. Louis C.K., I said he's good. Bill Burr, I said you're pretty good.
Chappelle,
Chappelle.
Well, when I see him live, because we talk all the time, you know, we know each other from way back, like all the guys I know, and I go, you know, good stuff. They like to hear, you know, when a peer or somebody that they respects them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, respect deserves respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure does.
Doesn't it? Respect deserves.
Show
respect.
Does.
How many times do I tell Gary Goldman how funny and great he is?
Because
he's one of my favorites.
Right.
One of my favorites.
Does he tell you how funny you are?
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember him ever saying that. What does he say?
Many times. Many times.
He does?
Yeah.
What does he say?
You know, you're great.
I think he say, like, after you compliment him, he goes, you're great, too.
No, I mean, you know, we're different styles.
Have you ever had someone compliment you, like, overly compliment you about your set, but you don't like their set? So then you do have a hard time.
I married her.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's nice.
You think I don't fucking retweet all your stuff?
Well, sign of a good marriage.
So.
How's the marriage going? Well, he's been retweeting me a lot lately, so I think it's pretty strong. Pretty strong.
Well, somebody who.
He favorited one of my tweets yesterday, so I think we're good.
People, I don't watch a lot of comics, so I can't say that I, you know, I don't watch comics because
I know it's a bizarre thing to me.
The only time I hear comics is like on Sirius, maybe.
Well, then you're listening to them. So what's
sometimes, but I only listen to a handful.
You don't want to see what other people's specials look like or how they open.
I watch
what
Chappelle's and Chris Rock's. That's it. Only one is Chappelle's. He has four, but I watch one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch Rock's new special.
Have you ever watched a female comedian's special?
Ooh. They have them? Do they do those?
They do them.
No, I
don't think
so.
A lot less money, but they do them.
I don't think so. Who would you suggest I should watch?
Well, Sarah Silverman has a really good special.
Well, I would watch Sarah. I like Sarah.
Amy is interesting.
Yeah, I would watch Amy too, but I don't spend time watching.
I'm just wondering.
But
like,
you do. You watch more specials than me, but I don't want to pick anything up and ever people go, oh, I do a bit like that, you know, which I'm very original. I'm not going to do somebody's bit, but you never know if you're doing crowd work and all of a sudden subconsciously,
no.
You never know. That's why I'll listen to Jezelnik because I know I'm not going to do anything like him.
Right.
And I like his writing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never do anything like him.
You don't like his performing?
No, I don't. I would listen to it on Sirius. Like I'm saying.
But do you hear his performance? You think he's a good performer?
Yes. When I've seen him at the Comedy Store for a few minutes. Like I'll listen to certain comics.
But when you're listening to them, you don't think about it as a performance? What's performance to you?
Huh?
What's performance to you? How they take the mic out of the stand?
No, how they move, how they deliver, how they...
Well, you can hear that.
Yeah. Like, I'll listen to Patton because I know I won't do anything like him. Mm-hmm. Or
well, then
or
if you're using that system, you should listen to the ladies.
No, I do. I'll listen to Maria Bamford or Janine. I'll listen to them on
Janine
the
always is funny on those things.
Yes. And I'll never do anything
on
like either one of them. And I love listening. I fucking love listening to Janine. You know, I don't know why. It's...
I know. She must be a real comic. I mean, I know she's got like a huge fan base following, but I always feel like she got such a bad rap. Like a lot of these women too, they get such a bad rap for being like liberal or like whatever, but I don't know. She's just funny to me. It just hits me in the right place.
She's such a wordsmith. It's like,
I guess because it's subtle too. So people, sometimes when I see her at the stand, I think the audience doesn't know she's joking.
And she's not going for that fucking punchline.
Right, right.
You know, for
it's
the
like a more.
It's listening
like watching
to
a character.
I talked to her the other day at the stand. I was talking to her. And I go, yeah, I'm doing a special. I got to tape. She goes, I taped my own last two. Yeah. And I'm going, I do not get the industry. That Janine Garofalo has to tape her own. You know, I mean, it was
well,
aired.
Janine did a weird thing because she sort of like opted out. She's not on any social media. She doesn't like, you know, you don't see her being promoted. Like, you have to know, like, you know.
Well, I'm sure.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. So she's sort of opted out weird way.
Yeah, but it's the thing is, too.
Even though she still does comedy and loves it.
She's a purist. Say she did a Netflix special, let's say. It's not her. Her job is to do the special and be funny. Their job is to promote it.
Right.
Their job.
But unfortunately, that's not really the way.
Though. Well, nowadays, not only are you the performer, you're the promoter.
Right.
You're the promoter. So,
and some people who are good promoters get so much farther than people who are good comedians.
Yeah, because they're not great comics.
Well, I always say this, that the... I always say this, Rich, is that if you hold yourself to a certain standard, you're kind of taking yourself out of the game. It's the people who don't care about what they're putting out there. They go so much farther, so much faster.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
Because the audience, and this is no offense to the people listening to the show, but they're not always a great judge of what's good comedy. But I guess it's like they're looking for a different thing
than we are.
Because
I think our audience kind of knows good comedy because...
Well, I would say that for sure, 100%. Not because they like us, although that's a good indicator. No, but because to find us even, to know about us, to like us, you have to be... You know, you like comedy, probably. We talk a lot about fucking comedy on this podcast. If you didn't like it, you know.
Who I don't want to say any names, but didn't somebody tweet something at the Oscars last night that was super funny? Something about Harvey Weinstein or something the person tweeted? No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. There was some... Anyhow, so what was I saying? Yeah, Janine, like, so, yes, there are certain people I'll listen to on Sirius. And I've said this before on many podcasts. There's certain ones, you know, and there's certain ones I'll cut off within a second if I hear their voice. And I don't always listen to Sirius. I'll go from Sirius, you know, from Raw Dog to the Beatles channel or to golf or whatever. And I have CNN, MSNBC, Fox. I have all those. And I'll go from one to the other and just hear the complete opposite. You'll go to Fox and there'll be, you know, and then you go to CNN and it's complete opposite of what they're saying at Fox. And they're both fucking accusing the other one. And it's ridiculous. But back to comedy. Who...
You were
who,
mentioned on...
Oh, I was mentioned...
The finale of Crashing, wasn't it?
Yes, I was.
Artie Lang.
Artie Lang. I wonder if he ad-libbed that, or that was in the script. He had to ad-lib it. Because Artie...
So they're talking about roasting, right?
Is that what they were talking...
Yes, because the guy was going to go do a roast battle. I'm pretty sure this is the episode. I keep seeing other people's, you know... And I think I must follow... Crashing or something, or maybe Judd Apatow tweets it out. So I see these little things. So he does go on, does a roast battle. So I think in that Artie Lang is explaining to him about roasting or how to take it.
Uh-huh.
And Artie Lang says, one time I was on a dais with Rich Voss, and what did he say?
That. The worst thing that happened, worse than 9/11, was that you grew up in Jersey or something.
Oh, yeah. The worst thing about 9/11 was that you grew up in Jersey.
Oh, you're from Jersey or something.
Yeah. You live in Jersey.
I know the episode. I didn't see it, but if it's about roast battle, I remember when Jeff Ross and all of them, that must have been the episode. I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
I've never watched one single episode. I don't like watching... About comedy so much, I decided, turns out. Unless it's like a documentary or something. I don't know. It's always like slightly off. I suppose maybe if you're a doctor, you don't like watching doctor dramas. I don't know.
It's weird because it's about Boston Comedy Club, where I was such a figurehead there.
Wait, it's like a period piece?
It's about him working Boston Comedy Club. And
what, like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought this was modern day.
No, it's about back then when...
Well, they didn't have roast battle back then. Now I'm confused.
Oh, you're right. Well, it's about Boston Comedy Club.
How do you know that?
Because I know that's the premise of it. That he, you know, he starts off at Boston or whatever.
But maybe Boston is modern day.
Maybe.
And Boston Comedy Club, by the way, is in New York City, everybody.
It was.
Yeah.
They closed... Why was Judd Apatow at the Oscars? Did he have a movie in it or?
Yeah, he was
executive producer
of that. What was it called? It was a really good movie too with Kamal. I don't know his last name.
Oh, the Indian guy?
Yes, yes.
Oh, he produced that?
Yes.
That guy was funny too.
He might have directed it. Did he direct it?
I don't remember
if he just produced it or he directed it.
That guy was good when he came out there.
He was great.
Really funny.
Yes.
He was probably the funniest guy last night.
And his wife is a writer, Emily Gordon.
Who did he come out with though?
I don't remember.
He was funny. And then the girl that came out with Tiffany Haddish, who's that girl?
Maya Rudolph.
She was so fucking funny.
Yes.
Huh? Don't you think?
Yes. That was the funniest thing.
Yeah, I guess Tiffany Haddish and her were the funny. Chappelle, they didn't let him do comedy. He came out and he was like serious. He did one joke. And I was looking forward to, you know, I don't know. Because I remember when Chris hosted, Louis C.K. was really funny when he came out.
Yeah, but he just masturbated in front of a bunch of people.
No one could hear you.
What?
No one could hear you.
I said it, but he just masturbated in front of a bunch of women.
Oh, at the Oscars?
Yeah. I wonder if he says, like, if he has to do something big, he's like, I'm not going to masturbate in front of women until after. I'm not going to masturbate in front of unsuspecting women until after
you know when he comes,
big thing.
You know, when he comes back, he's going to have a fucking killer hour discussing all this stuff, right? Although, then again, he hasn't worked it out anywhere.
Well, he'll start.
Oh, you think he's writing it now?
He's masturbating right now. So he's, so when he comes back, he doesn't do it anymore.
Everybody masturbates.
Immersion therapy. What is it about the masturbation, though? Because it wasn't Harvey Weinstein masturbated in front of some chicks, and he did, and wasn't it like a...
Harvey
of,
Weinstein, I heard Stern talking about it. I don't know the whole story, but he had a cleanup crew that came in after. Stern was so fucking funny talking about it.
He's so funny.
Is he?
Howard Stern, yeah. I mean, I honestly don't like that much when it gets so gross. When he talks about shitting and, you know, putting things up your ass. And I don't... I mean, maybe it's because, you know, Rain is in the car a lot. I always just turn it down.
You gotta, yeah.
But when he's just... like being silly, that's my favorite. When it's not so dirty, but it's super silly.
I love when he does his mom's voice. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, we're at 45 minutes. It's time to
and
wrap this bad
we're
boy.
We're talking.
We're saying Howard Stern bits. Listen, folks.
Here he comes. The legend's about to impart something big.
Go to Patreon. Join Patreon. We just did a great 50-something minute podcast on Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Discussing my history from beginning to end with Opie and Anthony. You know, and it sheds the light from my perspective.
Patreon. But you got to pay to play.
Oh, big deal. $5-$10 Patreon.
I know, but I'm just saying you can't just go get it and, like, start.
Yeah, I know. Patreon.com.
We don't want anybody who's, like...
a troll.
Nasty Nellies. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like Nasty Nellies.
Coming in and tweeting it to somebody else. That's why we don't talk about it on this one.
Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie Sign up. What's the big deal? What's $5 a month or $10 a month for you? You know, or $100 And, you know, we're still waiting on our $250,000 check. I think it's coming.
I was not good on this podcast. I'm sorry. I don't even think you should send it out.
Why?
Well, I know you'll be like, no, that was a good one.
Because no, it was very informative.
You did most of the talking.
It was
so
very
that's when you always think they're good.
It was very informative. I just want to, next week,
this
Monday.
It's harder and harder for me to concentrate when the more rings you get,
What do you mean the more rings? Oh, I don't have... I want to get a nice diamond bracelet, though. Male diamond bracelet.
Male? For men?
Yeah, just for men. Next week, Monday through following Sunday, I will be at the MGM Brad Garrett
Comedy Club.
What
time are you leaving?
Next Monday, early in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Early in the morning. Next week, MGM. Hook me up with some golf out there, folks.
So I'm getting back Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm leaving Monday.
Woof.
I'm here all weekend by myself. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
You got it.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do? Maybe I'll throw a party, have a little party.
All right. Sounds good.
Go to Patreon. Help us out. Join. I'm not begging. I don't care. Bonnie, you going to be in Ohio coming up anytime?
No.
You got a lot of dates coming up, though.
Not really.
Oh, we have some big things going on in the works, man. It's unbelievable how it's all coming.
Please let one of these fucking things happen.
So many things. Once this all comes together, holy fuck.
As for the roast, I know people keep tweeting about it. It's like, it's so out of our hands right now.
Yeah, but our deadline is March 14th. And
we'll have an answer for you after that.
Then we don't. If it's not sold to a TV, to whatever. What are you going?
I'm saying, well, we'll tell people the date that we can start telling people what's going on with it is March 15th.
Oh. Oh, God. Why are you so... And now you're going to give me a lecture after the podcast, do you think?
About what?
About you're saying I did something wrong because you're making a face.
No, I'm not. But you tend to just go into all this weird detail and then you realize you can't say anything and then you pull back. It's bizarre. So then I was trying to save you from yourself.
People love details. Right? But we'll give you details after March 14th, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Oh,
great podcast.
I think it was one of the better ones. And you know, people tune in because they like to listen to just a married couple that get along so great. Okay, who the husband is so caring and giving. How come everything I give Raina, that camera, she stops using? I gave her every piece of electronic just goes to waste that I give her. You know, I gave her another camera.
I can think of something then you can do.
What?
Stop giving her shit.
The little camera that does videos, I bought her new batteries for it. What the hell?
You're a kind and generous fellow.
She's got to learn the value. And you know what I mean? Did she set up her new iPad?
When you say stuff like that, this is what I hear. You need to teach her values.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying this is what I hear because instead you said, you don't say, I should teach her something. You go, she needs to learn. It's like,
yeah, so that means
who's
both of
going
us.
To do it?
Both of us. Did she set up her new iPad that we got her?
She cried and cried about it.
When?
The other day, because it's not on the cloud. There's nothing saved, and she's so upset because all her Minecraft worlds were on it. And
whatever's on iCloud.
It's nothing.
How does she have nothing on iCloud?
She said it wasn't backed up. I don't know. Ask her about
it. iCloud automatically backs up your stuff. Well, all right. Listen, folks. It was an okay podcast, but look it. Thank you, Patreon listeners. Thank you, My Wife Hates Me listeners. And we'll see you down the road.
Great podcast.
Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.